Christi slovo.
Sláva Svetému
Amen. 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 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulih al-kareem wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-masumin الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفتى ورجل يوم زمان في سيرتك الصلاة.
Encouraging them to get married again. Still, this is one
something could I have realized that it is one of the wishes always in the mind of some people that they like to have maybe another marriage. But inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that you will be married in paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill the promises to the mu'mini. Please say salawat all together.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at Quran, it has given the life, family, the beautiful examples and the role family model in Islam. And one of the verses from Surah Mubarak, Nur, I recited in the beginning for the blessing and to take the lesson that how Islam wants to look at the family. Because if we know that how Islam wants to look at example family, then definitely we can approach it that. And if we know the role of Islamic family system, then definitely we have to look at this verse which has been recited in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, that in the houses, buyut or bayt, in Arabic, it's been called for the house. And buyut is plural for that bayt. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, that the houses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permissed that has to be raised. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُذْكَرْ فِي هِسْمُهُ, and these are the houses where and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered. يُذْكَرْ فِي هِسْمُهُ وَيُسَبَّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوبِ وَالْآصَارِ, and these are the houses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been glorified during the days and the nights. This is one of the examples in Quran about the house and the family. So that means the foundation of the family, what Allah Ta'ala wants to look at, and when He wants to raise those houses and the ranks of the houses, He wants to look at the foundation which is based on the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We, as human beings, may have different ideas that how we can raise our houses. Sometimes in materialistic life, we start thinking that if we have the best of the houses, we have best of the facilities, we have all the luxury life, then definitely we our houses can be example houses. Or sometimes we start thinking that if we provide every facility to our children, definitely our houses can be best of the houses. But according to Islam, it's completely different. Islam has given an ideology that house has to be based on that ideology. If we do not have that ideology, the houses cannot be raised. And the raising of the house and raising of the family and the raising the family, it depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the ranks of people. We are not people those who can high rank ourselves, or we can make ourselves in a best of the examples. But there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raises the people. You can look at Quran in different places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about raising the ranks of people, He takes that authority in His own hands. For example, when He speaks to the Prophet, peace be upon him, He says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, that we have raised your dhikr. We have raised your name. We have raised your authority. So that means raising anybody, raising any family, or ranking that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to look at those examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the standards for people. So standards are all already being set. And we have beautiful standards for them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those exemplary families, then also Allah does not specify. Maybe many people, they ask this question that, of course, in this world, if we like to see the example life, that is the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The best of the house in this world, the chosen house in this world, or the chosen family in this world can be the family of Ahlul Bayt, because then Allah speaks about that family by saying, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا.
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ
مُحَمَّدٍ. So life based on purification and life based on tahara, that is one of the best of the lives in Quran. But Allah generalized when He wants to make a standard. Over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about a specific family. But He said, وَفِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ. That in the houses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is being remembered. So that means every house can make himself closer to the house of Ahlul Bayt. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in general, He does not specify about that. When He said fi buyutin, so that means all the people of the world, all the houses of the world are being said about that, and they are being addressed. Yudhkar fi hasmuhu, where the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered. Wa yusabhu lahu fiha bil ghudubi wal asar, and where Allah is glorified in the morning and evening. So that means Allah selects the houses according to the tasbih, according to the dhikr. So if house becomes like the house of Ahlul Bayt, if house becomes the house where Quran is being recited, look at those ahadith from Ahlul Bayt where Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, when he speaks about the house. So here I would like to set those standards according to the Quran and hadith that Imam said, Al-Baytul Ladhi Yuqra'u Fiha Al-Quran. The house where Quran is being recited by Yudhkaru Allahu Fihi, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being raised in that house, takthuru barakatuhu, that is going to increase the blessing in that house. So if we want to have the blessing, always we ask ulama, for example, we have the problems in our house, we have problems in the family, and we try to go through different ways, and sometimes these are the problems in our ideology that becomes problem in our practices, and we try to find the wrong way to have those blessings. But best of the ways, what Ahlul Bayt al-Islam have described, the best of the ways to have those blessings and blissful family, that's definitely what Ahlul Bayt al-Islam have said. Taqturu barakatahu. This recitation of Quran is going to increase the barakah and the blessings in the house. وَتَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that is the house where the angels are going to be present. تَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that means if we want to have angels in our houses come with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best way is recitation of Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the foundation of house, it has to be based on that. وَتَحْجُرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, look at one of the enemies of human being, as Quran has described, in the shaitan lil insani aduhum mubin. That one of the clear enemies for our house, for our family, that is shaitan. And if we like that shaitan leave our house and do not stay in our house, an angel should be replaced, that is the recitation of Quran. وَيُضِيءُ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ, then Prophet says that this house, it is going to be enlightening for the people, those who live in the heaven. And they are going to look at this house as the star shining at earth. وَأَنَّ الْبَيْتُ الَّذِي لَا يُقْرَأُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, and on the other side also it's being described that the house where the Quran is not being recited, Imam said, وَلَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not being remembered, تَقِلُّ بَرَكَتَهُ, that is going to decrease the barakah of that house. وَتَحْجُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, and that is the point where angels, they don't like to stay at their house. They don't like to spend their life in their house. They don't come with the blessings in their house. وَتَحْجُرُهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and shaitan and shayateen are going to be replaced in the place of angels. So that is one of the standard houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we like to include ourselves in the family where Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ or تَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتُهُمْ, because the darajat and the stages and the positions are belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah who gives those positions. Can you please say salawat? Now this family system and the foundation, it has a few important things what are being said in Quran, that these houses are always the houses of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when these families are being based on the dhikr and tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can obtain and how we can reach up to that point. Now I would like to discuss about the marriage, and one of the particular parts of marriage, that if a person wants to get married, what are the important rulings of Islam? And how Islam has asked us to select the spouses. That is one of the things, I think one of the important matter within our communities. And sometimes we start making our decisions. Those who have already made the decision, they should not regret at this time, because we've already made those decisions. But of course, the standards are being set. We are not people, those who are making the standards today. Sometimes we start thinking that we are the people, we are making the standards. And sometimes asking from scholars that what we can do, these are the problems of life. We have to look at Islam. This is the problem, that we have not learned Islam. We have not looked at what kind of standards are being set for the marriage. And if we have those standards, then we will be able to form that exemplary family in Islam. The family is those who have neighborhood of the Prophet, those who have neighborhood of Ahlul Bayt of Islam. You recite this Dua Lutba, and in Dua Lutba, Prophet, peace be upon him, promises to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that, O Ali, your Shia and your followers will be my neighbors in the paradise. Is that only in paradise? If we live far away from Ahlul Bayt of Islam in this life, can we be the neighborhood of the Prophet in the other life? How that is possible? If we like to live in the neighborhood of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt of Islam, what we have to do? We have to make our neighborhood right now. We have to choose Ahlul Bayt of Islam as our neighbors right now. This is the time to decide about that. This is Islam that does not look at the distances or wherever we live or whatever part we are, whatever nation we belong to. You can see that when Prophet peace be upon him wanted to say about a personality who came from the Persian country, who speaks Persian language, when he enters with the Prophet peace be upon him and starts following the path of Prophet peace be upon him, Prophet says, As-Salman minna Ahlul Bayt. This is Salman, who is part of Ahlul Bayt. So that is how the people, they can be in the neighborhood of the Prophet peace be upon him. That when we like to form the family, that is the most important time, that before we take the decision, we have to look at the lives of Ahlul Bayt, that how they took the decision. What are the important things they have considered to get married? Because this is the formation of a society. This is the formation of a future. This is the formation of a generation. So now, for example, if a question has been asked from any one of the community members that how do you look your spouse or your husband? For example, if this has been asked from a woman, maybe she would say that, I would like to have a husband, a loving and care. Because we always see those points from the TV and from different programs, they start setting the standard for the society. And we are being influenced by that. We say, I like to have a husband who is loving and caring. And if you ask from a young man, what kind of wife you want to have? I would like to have a beautiful wife, for example, or a wife which she can care of me. These are the things we understand. We never looked at those standards of the Quran and standards of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So let's look at the most important and particular point what Islam wants to say about that. What is the first and important standard? Dear brothers and sisters, when you look at the hadith, we can find that the most important standard and criteria to get married is religion and the faith. In a hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that if you like to get married, لا تنكح المرأة لأربعة. Don't look at the four reasons to get married. These are very clear messages. Do not get married because of four reasons. لمالها, because of her wealth. That is one of the problems of life. That we start looking at the suppose he works, he has a good job, he earns something, or what kind of life he has, what kind of family they are. Do they have good wealth? What kind of life they can give to our daughter? That's one of the things we start looking at. That. And from the young people also, they start looking at, from boy's side, we start looking at the girl, for example, if she is earning something, she is working, and those are the things. That is why Prophet said that لَا تَنْكِحَ الْمَرْأَةَ لِعَرْبَعَةٍ لِمَالِهَا. One is for the wealth. وَجَمَالِهَا. And second thing, most of the time we have been missed. We look at just outer beauty. There can be two types of beauties. One is inner beauty, beauty in the character, and second is beauty in the body and physical life. Which one can be important? If we just consider that outer beauty, and we do not know that how is inner life. The life is a spiritual life. Does the person have faith or not? Then definitely we cannot have the best of the life. We cannot have life where we can depend on. We cannot have life where we can trust on. Because trust comes through faith. Trust comes through religion. Trust comes through the ideology. That's why the second point, what Prophet has regretted and said that should not consider that as primarily a jamal, as the beauty. Don't look at just the beauty of somebody and be influenced and start deciding, and later on you are going to regret yourself and start thinking, oh my God, I get wrong with you. Third criteria and wrong criteria, wanasabiha. Don't look at the family, for example, I am Sayyid, I want to have a Sayyid. This is the criteria. Because I have a good family, for example, there are names of family, there are some of the famous families, and I like to have the same kind of family. I don't like to have anybody else. Don't look at the nasab. Don't look at the family tree. And fourth is waladda biha. Sometimes we make our criteria and give our intellect in the hands of our heart, that we start thinking about the taste that that person he or she can fulfill my desires. When you give your own intellect and lead of your intellect in the hands of desire, that's the time when we are going to be misled. That's the point where we make a wrong decision. So these are the four criteria Prophet has said you should not make your decision according to that. Then at the end he said that وَعَلَيْكَ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. When you like to decide, the first and most important thing you have to look at is religion. وَعَلَيْكَ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. No other criteria has been said in Hadith. This is very interesting, brother and sister. That is, I think, one thing we always neglect, and we don't consider that in most of life, that is why we are failed in our family system. And if family system is not strong, society cannot be strong. If society is not strong, we are misguided, and Oceanus cannot be strong. Everything, it depends on the family system. Second criteria. So the first and important criteria in Islam for the marriage is the religion and the faith. Second criteria, it's been said, the equality. That both has to stand on the equal levels. And when we like to look at the equality also, where we have to start from? Do we have to start from the graduations, or for example degrees, or do we have to look at the level of thinking, how one thinks, what is his ideology, what is her ideology, what are their point of views? These are the important things we have to consider. But inequality also we start make wrong decisions. The Quran is, when Quran speaks about equality, it says it speaks about purification. That the purified male are for purified female, and purified females are for purified male. So that means when we like to look at equality, we have to look at the purification and the taharat and the tayyib. Tayyibat. These are the things we have to look at. So that means the inequality, the most important thing, it can stand with ideology and belief. And second is our character. We have to look at the person, he or she stands on the same standard and character. That's his or her behavior is the same. And then maybe on the third stage, we can look at some of the points as well. But the important thing, and can be said, and you can look at the lives of Hazrat Maryam Salaam Daliha and the lives of Hazrat Masuma. Yesterday it was the birthday of one of the most important personalities in the history, Hazrat Masuma Salaam Daliha, the sister of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لا تنكحوا المشركات حتى يؤمنن.
that do not get married with those who are mushrik. Why they accept Islam? Why they accept the faith and they become mu'min? So that means one of the places we cannot get married is the mushrikeen and those who associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who make idols against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people we cannot get married to them. Hatta yu'min. Wal amatum mu'minatun khayrun min mushrika. Walau a'jabatkum. How clear Quran has indicated about that. And how guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are clear for the people. That mu'mina, woman, is better than mushrika. Even if she becomes beautiful. Even if she influenced because of her beauty. But you should not be influenced because of her. Walau a'jabatkum. Even because of her beauty, you sometimes start liking her. But don't make her equal to a woman. She maybe does not have the beauty in physical life, but she has that beauty in heart. The beauty in the heart is better than the beauty in the physical life. Brother, sister, if you just open that and start thinking, for example, the people, those who are tired and oppressors today, I would just like to clarify this point, that how character can be considered as one of the important things in our life. For example, Saddam, when you look at him, physically he was a bad person, was it? I think he was same as the people, and maybe he was handsome in Iraq, like, isn't that correct? But do we like him? How many people they like? Because of his character, he was being considered as worst preacher in this world. Oh, we are living in a country where the person who is being most hated today, the president of this country, right? And he's not very bad. When you look at him, physically he's not bad. Yes? Are you agreeing with me? Still we don't like it. The reason because of his character. So that means character is going to make life of the person. Character is something that we decide upon it. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us. Allah is asking the people according to our nature. Islam is a religion which is close to the nature of human being, which is based on the nature of human being. So that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you should not choose a mushrika as your wife, that is the important reason. And then equally the other side is also being said, وَلَا تُنْكَحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا. And don't decide somebody to be your husband while he is mushrik. وَالْعَبْدُ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكٍ. Look at the equality in Islam. That how Islam deals both sexes equally. وَالْعَبْدُ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكٍ. That a servant of Allah Ta'ala, a mu'min, is better than the mushrik. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. In the same term, in the same language, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about the mushrikeen and mushrika. Then there are some highly recommended advices by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If you please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
One of the recommendations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that when you like to choose somebody in your life, either husband or wife, it's been said that don't choose somebody who is from evil family. In a hadith, it's been said, this hadith is, I think, from the Prophet, peace be upon him, as when the Prophet was speaking, the companion he asked about that, the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَخَطُرَاتُ الدَّمَانِ خطرات تمام. That you should be aware of somebody who is خطرات تمام. And then companions asked the Prophet, what is خطرات تمام? The Prophet said, المرأة الحسنى في منبت سوء. That there is sometimes you have seen somebody, a woman or a female, that is beautiful, but she is belong to worst family or bad character families. So do not make her as your spouse, and don't decide that she can come in your life, because the effects of family, and there are many things come through inheritance, as we inherit many of our viruses. For example, it's being said that sugar, if in the family tree there is a sugar, doctor, they say that it is going to be in your children and generation as well. If there is a possibility that it can go to the generation as well. Similar is the point of character as well, that when the families have those evil lives and the bad characters, that can come, and there is a possibility. We don't say that it's for sure. As the doctors, they say there is a possibility. Islam also recommends about that, and it says that you have to be aware of that. Don't decide to do that, because later on, if you found that the woman has bad character, definitely she is going to affect your children, she is going to affect your generations. And I was looking in one of the books about the tarbiyah and the training of the children. A hadith, it's been said that there were two husband and wife came to the Prophet, peace be upon him. They had a child which was born from the same wife, and the child was born as black African, in black color. And these both husband and wife were from Arab country, of course, their color was different. And they were worried about that. What is the reason that, how come, for example, we both are not from that nation? Of course, being black or white, it's not the criteria. It's not something that can make somebody as higher than other people. But only the worry between both of them, I think it was that they started thinking that how come this happened? That we are from Arab country, we have red color or something like that, and our child is black African. They came to the Prophet, peace be upon him. First of all, Prophet asked a question from the Bible, that have you committed any wrong action, or have you committed any sin? She said no. And he asked from the husband, do you think your wife is good character woman? He said, of course, I was witness that she is good character, and there is no problem with her character. Prophet said, okay, so then don't worry about that. Maybe somebody in the past generations, in your elders, there was somebody who came from Africa. And because of your inclination with that family, this child is born in black color. And then Prophet said that the effect of a color, this is very alarming and very important thing, brothers and sisters, which I want to mention over here. That effect of a color can go to the 70 generations. 70 generations, if it's possible. So if effect of a color can go to the 70 generations, what about our character? What about our behavior? If we have bad behavior, then also it goes to the 70 generations. So be aware of that. That we may commit the sins today, that is going to affect my generation to the 70 generation, and my children are going to born with that sin, like sugar. They are going to be sugar, the sickness of sugar. Then another important recommendation of Islam. Can you please say salawat?
Allahumma salli ala.
I have time or one
more time.
One more time. almost done. So let me conclude that, inshallah. I'm going to finish. In these societies, some of the characters are very clear, and maybe when we live in the families or we want to get married, we know the character of the person, but we don't consider those characters. For example, drinking the wine. This wine practice, alhamdulillah, now our society is becoming religious, and they are adopting Islamic character and the behavior. But can we get married with somebody who is sharab al-khamr or drinking the wine? According to Prophet, when he advises, sharab al-khamr la tuzawwaj idha khatab. If somebody comes to you asking for engagement, do not get married with somebody who is drinking the wine, because that person, he can also affect your life, and that character, it can come into your family, and your family can be affected. And finally, our akhlaq, another thing what we have to look at, and it's very important, brothers and sisters. As when Prophet says that I have been sent down only for the highest amounts of akhlaq. That is one of the important things that Prophet, peace be upon him, has been sent down. If the foundation of family is not based on Islamic akhlaq, and both husband and wife do not have those Islamic akhlaq, then definitely we cannot have children based on Islamic akhlaq as well. So we have to look at akhlaq of both sides as well. There is a riwayah which is being narrated by Al-Husayn ibn Nasha' al-Wasiti, as he reported to our 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. Asking Imam that I have a family member, she is my relative, and she wants me to get married with him, with her. But she is bad behavior, her akhlaq is very bad. How do we advise about that? Imam said, قَالَ لَا تُزَوِّجْهَا إِنْ كَانَ سَيِّئَةُ الْخُلْقِ. If her akhlaq is bad, do not get married with her, because she can be effective to your children. Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I would like to say that first of all, the foundation of the family is very important. That we have to base our families up to the religion and faith. And second, when we like to form that foundation, that is the most important point where we have to emphasize on. We have to look at that. That is the point when we make the decision. Otherwise, later on, coming to the ulama and asking for the counseling, that cannot solve the matters. One of the ulama, he used to say that this counseling, it has to be before the marriage, rather than having the after the marriage. Why you don't come to the ulama before the marriage, before you want to get married, and ask them that what we can do? We want to get married. Can we follow these criteria? Can you tell them the important rulings of Islam? If that advice comes and if that counseling is happened before the marriage, then definitely we are not going to have those problems later on. And the society today, which is being destroyed, and the family system is being affected because of the Western life, we have to establish Islamic values that we can have a peaceful life. May Allah bless you all, and may Allah send and hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman Atullah Khalid al-Sharif.
Parents oppose not there. I just want to speak about one of the subjects, particular subjects, and I try to elaborate on that. But of course, there are Quranic verses, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, that when young people become in an age, at that time, you have to marry them. This is the command that is Quran. And that shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that marriage that has to happen. Although it's been said, an-nikah min sunnati, but this sunnah, it becomes wajib in some of the cases. When it becomes wajib, when a person is close to get involved in haram, and that's the point that Sharia has referred that marriage will become wajib. It is wajib for him that he has protected his religion. And one of the philosophy and importance of marriage, according to the hadith, we said, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أَحْرَفَ نِصْفَ دِينِهِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي نِصْفِ الْآخَرِ. That whosoever gets married, that means he protected half of his religion. And he has to work to protect half other part of the religion. That, there is another hadith, and there are various ahadith in relation to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And one of the interesting hadith I would like to mention for those of you who are just thinking about that, maybe to delay the marriage, it means that أَكْتَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ الْعُرْزَابِ. That most of the people in the hell are being seen as unmarried. Think about that. We do not know that when we will leave this world, right? Before you start your social life, before you take this responsibility. Unfortunately, delaying the marriage, it's not a religious reason. We are actually finding some of the materialistic ways and reasons that why we delay the marriage. Let us think why we delay the marriage. For some people, they think that let the couple be educated. One reason can be that when they complete education, then they get married. Can that be reason? I got married after that I continued my education. There wasn't any problem. I raised my children while I was learning as well, studying as well. Most of the ulama in Qom, they practice the same. They start with the marriage. I can tell you that when they go in house, the first thing they require is a marriage. So that is not a barrier. Second point, we start thinking that, for example, if a person has a job, this can be the reason of delay. Can we delay for this reason? Of course not. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open a provision after the marriage, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And ayyamun wa salihin wa ibadun wa imaan. وَإِنْ يَكُونُوا فَقَرَاءً يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that means we do not trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are faqeer and poor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open your provision because of marriage. So marriage can be one of the sources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the provision. The second question, it's been said that in the reference to the verse of the pure ones marrying the pure, does this mean that someone should be rejected for having an unpure past, even if he or she has sinned? First of all, when we said that the pure has to get married with the pure, there can be two types of pure. One is the pure who was pure from the past and the present, and another person who became pure because of the repentance. Tawbah is one of the ways that the person can be purified. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors for him as asking to Bughir Allah Tawbah. Ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your Tawbah. So that is not the way that we can say that he has to be rejected. But past is very important. You must understand past is very important. Maybe past character, it can continue afterward. How we can examine somebody that now he became a pure person. How we can examine? Maybe after practicing and being with him or her, that that can be one of the ways, as there are several ways being prescribed in Hadith. Third question is, there is a confusion between consideration of nasab. As I said in Hadith, if you remember, there were four reasons why Prophet has said that لَا تَحْلْمَ أَدَى لِأَرْعَدِ لِمَالِهَا وَجَمَالِهَا وَنَسَبِهَا وَلَدَّتْهَا. These are four reasons why Prophet has said. First of all, let's look what does it mean. Does it mean that you shouldn't consider the beauty of any person? That you always try to get married with the ugly people? Is that the meaning of Hadith? No, of course not. The Hadith, it wants to say that you should not get married because of only this reason. But you have to consider so that sometimes there is a need. For example, you have to find your supposes in poor people only. Don't go to the rich people. Is that itself the maliha? It's not the meaning of that. Or nasab itself. We should not look at the nasab or its itself. Don't look at nasab only. The nasab should not be only the reason that when you look at the nasab and after that people. And another thing, that one of the best introduction of a person is his character and the family character. And then brother has said that there is a contradiction between this hadith and other hadith where hadith says that you have to look at the family. What kind of family is that? Yes, there was a really interesting point that it's been said you have to look at the character of the family, not the nasab of the family, right? When Islam asks to us that you have to look at the family, you have to look at the family, what are the characteristics of the family, not the nasab of the family. If you look at the nasab of the family and later on you found the bad character, that is going to cause many problems. Another question, it was in your speech, you addressed the issue of the sin of the supposed point of view. The question is that what is the role of parents in that case? You have said that they have to decide for their own. Now, of course, parents play a very important role. One of the responsibilities of the parents is that they have to make their young people and young children marry them. That is responsibility. It's been said there are few responsibilities: raising them, naming them best of the names, and marrying them, finding best of the spouses for them. That is one of the responsibility of the parents. Or we can say that the parents cannot play any role. Second thing, Islam has asked that the girl has to take permission from parents. That is another important point that we can understand, that parents, they play a very important role in the marriage of the young spouse. I think, yes, there is only last question, so just leave me, please. Can you please say salawat?
Allahumma salli ala
The lady, she wants to say that we have heard a speech and you have said many criteria how to get married, but you have not said that how we can protect our marriages that are already taking place. Yes, that is true, but my subject was not related to that. That is the reason. I can say a few important prescriptions for that, maybe that can be beneficial for our life. First of all, understanding of Islam. That is one of the important things. Most of the families, they do not know Islam. They do not know akhlaq of Islam. They don't know what are the responsibilities in our family life. This is causing the problem. The importance is that you have to go to ulama, scholars, learn about that, what is the responsibility of husband, what is the responsibility of wife, how we have to treat each other. When we will understand, then we will be able to implement. And second, try to implement the religious practices in Islam, in family. That the family, it has to be a spiritual family. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the family. Because blessing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can bless the family and he can destroy the family as well. Because some of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the lead of that.
and he has not given to anybody else, especially the blessings. We practice to seek those blessings, and we have practice to seek those blessings as well. This is our
Allahumma salli ala